Theater is often meant to inspire as well as entertain. And for some high school students in Greeley, the El Teatro Theater program has given them a voice, even when they speak many different languages. KUNC arts reporter Stacey Nick has more.
Acceptance isn't always easy to come by in high school, especially when you talk and look differently. 15-year-old Sara Warsame wears a traditional hijab. She's originally from Somalia, but she spent most of her life in the United States.
I remember this girl came up to me and she said, like, is your hair bad? Like, it's okay, we could help you with it. Why do you cover it?
But instead of getting upset, the Greeley West High School student uses situations like these as an opportunity to educate.
I told her, like, oh no, it's my religion. And it's, like, a part of me. Like, even if I had a choice to take it off, I wouldn't. Because it's, like, a part of me now.
And that's where the El Teatro Theater Group comes into play.
El Teatro is a multilingual, multicultural theater group with the goal of helping students to share their story and teaching the community that we're all more alike than we are different.
Jessica Cooney started the theater club with another teacher 9 years ago after they realized that their English as a second language students had amazing stories, but no way to tell them.
We see students who've come from war, students who've come here to the United States and faced great difficulty just coming here, students who have lost a parent.
So these students come together on stage and share their cultures through stories, music, dance, and poetry. This year's group featured 15 different languages, 18 cultures, and dozens of stories.
El Teatro brings people together. It is more than theater and more than just a club.
Shows are performed at local schools and community groups, as well as in other states. This fall, the troupe even performed at Arizona State University.
El Teatro is a way to share our story and to bring to light those who might be hidden in the shadows.
Growing up in Eritrea, 17-year-old Aiden Suga spent most of her childhood believing her father, a soldier in the Eritrean army, had been killed. At age 12, she learned her father was in Ethiopia. Her family tried to follow him. She picks up the rest of the story on stage.
However, the Eritrean soldier got injured us for 3 months. Because my dad was an Eritrean soldier, we were not killed. We witnessed Eritrean soldier killing other people. It was frightening.
Sharing such personal stories inspires others, says 15-year-old Tha May, whose family came to America from Thailand. May still remembers the first time she saw El Teatro.
When I'm in middle school, the El Teatro group like came to our school and then they have a show just like we did. And then like I really liked it, so it made me want to try.
And now she's the one who inspires.
All my friends are very quiet, so like I'm the role model for them to go up on stage and talk in front of everybody.
Jessica Cooney says she sees that impact every time the students step on stage.
I see our students grow so much in their self-confidence and in their ability to speak in English. But then also we see a lot of times that the students start to take more pride in their native language and their culture as well.
And now that their fall performances are over, the students will have another opportunity to share those experiences. All of the individual stories will be published as part of an upcoming book. For KUNC, I'm Stacey Nick.
We hope that you had a chance to not only learn from our experiences, but to reflect on your own. We are a theater and we are
Shaped by Experiences!